Live. This is your illustrious host, Vance Rogers. And today it is such a beautiful spring day in Portland, Oregon, that I'm walking around outside and I'm hoping that the two wolves who chased me up my driveway a few nights ago do not come back again. I'm hoping. Yeah, you're laughing and people think I make this stuff up. But I don't. I literally ran in the door. It's best to turn the doorknob before you try to go through that door. I didn't quite turn and full body contact. And I got inside and Stacy looked at me, my wife, and she said, "You did it again, didn't you, husband? You got sprayed by the skunks again. Why do you keep provoking them?" And I'm on the phone with my friend Doug in Reno, Nevada, and he has no idea that I just ran up part of our driveway. And maybe they were just being playful, but when two wild animals that are taller than your waist, I mean, what do you do? Carol, what do you do? It's fight or flight, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, I learned that in the fire department. We had a guy that was one of our own trainers in self-defense, and he said, "You know, you got two options, fight or flight." And I immediately raised my hand. I said, "Can I always choose the flight? Can I always choose that? Because I don't know when someone's hopped up on meth or heroin, or I don't know. I don't care. But I know I can outrun them. I know I can outrun them every single time. For a guy who's half a century old, I know I can outrun him." So that's what I did the other night. So, but sometimes, I'm setting this up, Carol. Sometimes life throws us a curveball.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you, a few years ago, and I'm going to let you tell your story, you were training, correct, to be a firefighter, a first responder?
Yes.
Late 90s. Okay. So take us back to then and what happened. And by the way, this is my new friend and we're all first responders because if we're on a scene, we're on anything and we're the first ones there, then we get to respond. And some of us go into panic mode. That's usually me. but officially I've been part of the Corbett Fire Department since 2007. I took a 3-year hiatus and I rejoined. But Carol, for you, going back to the 90s, tell us about that, why, and then you kind of had a little curveball thrown your way.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say thank you, Vance, for letting me be on the call this morning and the recording and let me share. I had, in my mid to late 20s, decided to become a firefighter only after I had done some college in early childhood education, and I had a pretty nasty instructor that discouraged me from being a teacher. So that was my first little deal. And before that, I wanted to be an FBI agent because my father was a fireman who had turned into a policeman, and he encouraged me to become a policeman. And then as we go through schooling and so forth, we become like, hey, you know, the rebel a little bit, as I am. And I decided to be the first firefighter for Northern Arizona as a woman. And I set out to do that with the encouragement of all my high school buddies because they were all firemen. And as you know, Vance, firemen can be kind of clicky, and it's a real camaraderie. So I went ahead and decided to join college for a 2-year fire investigations and wanted to get into the science of investigations behind firefighting. I did not want to do the medical, but that was part of it, and I did well at it. They actually wanted me and tried to encourage me to become an air evac nurse, and there is medical background in the family, so I figured it was just a skill that is not what I wanted to do because I had small children at home, and I didn't want to bring home any kind of ickies and fearful firemen. They call them the firefighters' nightmares. As you said, people that are on things, do things, get things, and yeah, I didn't want to bring those things home. As we face today, bringing things home can be scary.
Can I want to interrupt you for just for a sec. I was visiting with a dear friend yesterday who his son-in-law is a physician's assistant, and my brother and I were helping him do the final touches on his home so he could get the inspection and get it passed. So that he and his wife, who are elderly, they're up in age, both retired teachers. And they and their daughter and the grandkids and the son-in-law, who's a physician's assistant, he has a special protocol right now when he comes home. And he's trying to get his in-laws out of their house that they're buying from them because of what you described, Vicki. And it's not just physical. It's not just things that are in the air, that kind of thing, that are, you know, in these clean room environments that were physicians and doctors and firefighters and paramedics. That's not it as well, but it's the mental as well.
Right.
And,
right.
And we see that. I've been on some calls that are pretty life transforming. And when I get home, Stacy looks at me and inevitably will ask, how was it? What was it? And I said, I can't talk about it.
Right.
And
it's
days or weeks later that we're probably, and it's a tough calling, but you know that going into it. So from the physical standpoint, and I, for the sake of not time, I'm not trying to rush you at all, but
I know where you're going
with this story, and I think that's what's going to endear, not endure, but endear our listeners, because this happens all the time to all of us. Things don't
right.
go exactly as planned. So what happened from the physical perspective for you?
Well, I was in the last few weeks of my 2-year certification for firefighting, and I had promised fire investigations job with the city of Prescott, Arizona, and I was very excited, and I was doing, firefighters always do, they're workaholics. We'll just say it out there. We do long shifts, long hours, grueling, like you said, mental and physical. Plus you work out all the time because you have to stay physically fit, and it's de-stressing. But what happened to me was I was working on my days off, and I had been building a little business in construction, and I fell down a flight of stairs. And I rolled and jumped up, and being physically fit, realized that I had injured my wrist severely. I didn't break anything, but it was severely, severely swollen. And so I was like, wow, you know, and you start to feel a little bit of pings here and there and going, I better get some help. So I started to walk down the flat, came around to the second step, stepped off the first step to, and I was moving quickly to get help. I completely blacked out, went head over heels, and I ended up breaking my back and popping 6 soft tissues in my spine, and it was permanent. And I went from running 10 miles every third day and 1 20-mile run a week to not being able to walk. I was crying on a chair at home for 8 hours. I refused to take medications. I was just literally disheveled. My career had came to a screeching halt. Everything I had worked so hard for in 2 years, plus all the hospital volunteering time to learn the medical. It was just like, it felt like a waste of time. And the little bit of business that I had built on my days off, literally is a physical, also being construction. I was like, what am I going to do? And I had 2 kids at home. And I had a lovely friend who was in Neekin. And she goes, I'm going to come over and give you a rollout. I go, well, just don't roll me. We had lots of fun with the jokes and so forth. And she goes, okay, because, you know, she was pushing this on me the whole time that I was in my fire science program, and I was not interested. I was busy. I was a mom. I was everything at that point. And I just kept telling her, nope, nope, nope. And finally, because I didn't know what else to do, I agreed to the rollout. She gave me an intensive rollout, and I don't know if you guys have ever felt the hurt so good. It hurts, but it feels good. I was literally screaming throughout my entire rollout. She would stop. She's going, I can't do this. And I would say, keep going, because I could feel things in my body that was the hurt so good. I wanted to push through it. And, man, you know, we're fearless people. People are running out of a fire while we're running in. You know what I mean? So I was, like, fearless. I was desperate. I was like, you just keep rolling. And she was like, no, you know, and I made her. And I kid you not, Vance, and this is not a claim. This it helped my body so much that I literally was able to take that walker, walk it outside holding it, not using it, and bust it against the wall of my house. I beat it up. I busted it up. I threw it in the trash. I immediately signed up underneath her in Neekin and ordered every single product possible, bed, blanket, insoles, you name it. I even...
You know, Carol, I got to, because otherwise we're going to go down a path of excitement. And I'm thinking about all these commercials, these infomercials that suck my 10-year-old's attention right on in. And if you look at the fine print down at the bottom of the screen, it usually says these results not typical, or, you know, this is an actor's portrayal. And she responds with, Daddy, we got to order that. We got to buy this. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, how do I explain marketing 101 to a 10-year-old? She's not going to get it. But I love what you just said. I really do, because your first encounter with Neekin was a lot like a lot of people's when they discover something, whether it's chiropractic or hot stones or hot yoga. I mean, you name it. And you said it best. You push through the pain. Sometimes, as Kelly Clarkson says, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
Right.
And so I want to, if we can, and again, I don't want to take from, because I've got people who are going to text me right now and say, let her talk, let her keep going. Well, how much time do you people want to give? I mean, come on. I know you're not running out of the house right now because we're supposed to stay home and stay healthy. That's the Oregon motto. But can we fast forward? You had an encounter with Neekin. You bought a bunch of stuff. It, as you said, I think you said it this way, it basically helped your body help itself. That's what I heard anyways.
Right.
That's what solutions out in nature, that's what they do. And sometimes they do it faster. Sometimes they do it on a slow basis. I poked a wire. Because again, we're firefighters. We do things that sometimes we don't think, and later go, that was dumb. But I poked a wire in my thumb the other day. Accidentally, it slipped. I was fixing the wood stove and trying to wire something back together on it, and it went all the way to the bone. I went, ooh, that's going to hurt. Anyways, I quickly just went and grabbed a couple basic things that I knew would help it do what it's supposed to do faster, and I immobilized it. There was no infection. I could see that. And 48 hours later, I had full mobility, and it's still a little tender and sore, but I used some Neekin solutions, and I think it helped my body help itself a little faster. That's all. You know, pretty simple. I didn't have time to run to the hospital, run to urgent care and say, ooh, doc, can you put a stitch there? Because that's, I think, or put some of your super glue on it. I just didn't have time to do that. And I figured, they're busy with other people that are more crisis motivated. So, sorry if I offended people that
home.
Do that. Just stay home. I know. Yeah, exactly. So if we can, Carol, if we can fast forward.
Okay.
I know recently you were diagnosed or you were told you had a respiratory issue, and I don't want to go into all the details of how that happened, but because of your current occupation, you know, some things happened. And again, another curveball of life gets thrown in, and you had fallen away from Niken, right? Or not fallen away, but you weren't currently using all the Wellness Home wonderful products that we get to enjoy and use.
Right.
And, yeah. So
I had I had a marriage fiasco that, believe it or not, he got all my Niken products that I had purchased in the divorce. Unfortunately, I am a divorcee. And he also got, what he did was he bought somebody's distributorship that underneath me that instead of with me, and I ended up selling my distributorship because I cut all ties. And unfortunately, I'd always, and I was a silver, and that's when we had to do 20,000 in a month back then. So I didn't never walk away from Niken. I continued to buy products through the lady who had signed me up then. And there's been lots of moments where Niken has helped my body. I am a 3-time survivor of the Big C with surgeries. With complications, and honestly, the surgeries sometimes were worse than the actual illness. But anyway, fast forwarding, I decided after being an empty nester, and in 2008, with the big economic collapse, I ended up having to walk away from a roughly a 15 to 16 year construction business. It was pretty successful. That I had been building when I was a firefighter. And then I decided to get into financing and management and so forth. And it was just a J-O-B, just over broke. I was always trying to figure out a different way of being able to continue because I would go to a new state, live there for a year, and then I would come back to Arizona, my home state where my kids are. Well, when I became a nana, that's when I decided it's time to stay in Arizona so I could be there for my grandchildren.
And you just out of curiosity, I'm not trying to make light of your story, but you weren't on the what do they call it, on the lam? You weren't like running away from the law. It sounds like you'd go away. Then when they couldn't find you, you could come back to Arizona. You weren't doing that plan.
No. I wanted, no. See, being a born and raised Arizona girl, I was a Texas farm girl. My dad moved us to Texas because he was a police officer. And when we moved back to Arizona, we moved from the Scottsdale area to Austin, Texas, and then we shot up to Prescott. Well, I stayed in Prescott when my dad moved back to Mesa, Arizona, where I am currently. And it was just, my dad moved a lot. I didn't want to move a lot, so I stayed in Prescott for quite a while and was a rancher farm girl. And I was also in Texas, a farm girl. And whenever I decided when my kids were little, I haven't seen enough of the world, and I did love Texas when I was there. And so I decided, hey, I'm going to go to the East Coast and see it. So I moved to the East Coast where my nephew was, and I stayed in South Carolina for a year. Well, I missed my kids, so I came on home, and then I decided, oh, I'm going to go to Idaho. And my son had friends in Idaho, so I went to Idaho and got a little rental and worked up there for a year and decided, let's come back. And I probably lived in almost every city in Arizona except for the Tucson South areas. But, yeah, and then I went back to McKinney, Texas for a while and came back. And then I went to Louisiana on 2 different deals. And I actually went to Louisiana on 1 account for the Katrina relief. And I went and tore out hoses in the wards, several different wards.
So, and I need to interrupt you yet again because what you're doing is what a lot of firefighters do. And for those of you who have never been part of the culture, when you work a 24-48 shift, you're basically on for 24 hours, you're off for 48. You got a lot of time, and you start thinking of all these things you can do that maybe you want to do rather than become a professional gamer, okay? And that
right.
Means you sit around and get fat. Sorry. You drink energy drinks to keep alert and all that stuff. But, Carol, what typically happens is like, ooh, that looks interesting. Let's go do that. So
right.
So the only way you can continue doing that is maintaining a physical temple, a body, and
right.
the way I know that you've been doing that is with me. And again, I'm not trying to rush your story here.
No.
It's like, because I know where you're going with this. And I've done the same exact thing, lived overseas. I got a kid who Stacy and I just picked up to, 2 days from now, she will be home for 2 weeks, you know. And that's home, literally. She's been home. And that's what, you know, she traveled through some areas that were not so good. But so she got the travel bug as well. But when you travel, when you go out and about, you're going to get stuff, and you got something. It was a special little gift, and I'm not going to go into the details of all that. How did you bounce back? That's kind of the question I want you to answer. How did you bounce back, and did you bounce back faster than expected, or was it normal? Because I know my dad picked up something a few weeks ago when we were in Utah, and he was down. Oh, my goodness. And he was using a lot of Nikan solutions to bounce back faster, and it just wasn't fun. And we don't know what he got or what we don't, because he didn't go to the doctor. He's just like, no, I'll just bounce back. So what'd you do, Carol?
Well, after all that running around, I went back to school, became a preacher teacher. Well, just recently I got certified, went into the teaching, and I got a not so nice bug. and ended up being quarantined, and literally was knocking on death's door, even by what the practitioner told me. And so I decided, hey, if me can help me once, it's going to help me twice, three times a charm. So I went ahead and bought the immunities, the detox, and some insoles, because I was highly fatigued while teaching, and found out that I had been exposed on my second day of teaching. And all the other teachers that had contracts, because as a substitute teacher, you do not have a contract. It's daily work. And they were all jumping ship in fear, taking their PTOs and allowing substitutes to take their classes during the exposure, which was terrifying to think. But children, you know, coughing in their arm, their little crooks of their arms as they're taught instead of their hands, they were blowing past their little elbows and blowing it all over me and every other teacher. I continued to get fatigued, so I'd also went ahead and got on auto ship and gotten the Greenzymes and the meal shake, which helped with the fatigue immediately. I went from feeling like I was in my mid-70s, which I have for quite a while, because I have a digestion immuno disorder that's severe, and it helped out immediately. I mean, made me feel so much better. My immunos, I could tell, came up. The fatigue levels went less. But then I was like starting to tear down a little bit more, and I started to get a cough. So I backed off of the meal, because I like to drink mine like a shake with milk. So I thought, oh, you know, knowing medical, I was like, back off the milk, because I don't need the phlegm. And so I didn't want to completely come off that. So I did it every third day. But it was still cold. So when I was wearing my insoles, I was feeling not fatigued. But then when I come inside, because being a farm girl, I like to be barefoot and in sundresses. And so I'm a barefoot baby, and I always run around barefooted in the house. And I was like, God, I'd be fatigued in the home. And I started thinking, is it electrical? Why am I not feeling good in my home? And then I realized, oh, so I slipped the mag steps into some socks, like muckalucks, getting my age here. Back in the day, we had muckalucks with the bottoms, and they were just basically glorified socks with a good bottom. And I would wear my insoles like that, and I would have energy. But I was continually still feeling like something's weird here. So I called the doctor, and I says, hey, look, I know that in January, early February, I had an exposure. I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm having a little more difficulty breathing. I'm starting to have night sweats. something's off. Well, they, because of such the demand on doctors, they couldn't get me in until like a month ago. And sure enough, all the symptoms were there. I was presumably positive. I was given warnings not to go to school, teach, which we'd already had school closures at this point. So not only was I feeling this and suffering from it, I was also a displaced teacher with no income. So I immediately boosted up my autoship, and I started taking 2 immunities a day and the cleanse detox, because I wanted to clean out my liver and kidneys, because we know that illnesses will start in those areas because our body likes to work for itself, trying to clear out any gunk, any illnesses. It tries to filter. And so I wanted to make my body work better.
Yes. Carol, and that's exactly what I want to point out. For people who have never been exposed to anything, and I'm not, I want to let you talk. I really do. However, what tends to happen is we in Nikan, anybody who's been around, you discover that, oh my goodness, I went to this chiropractor. They're the best. Well, they're the best compared to what? That's like
right.
Someone saying to me, oh yeah, I'm having knee surgery and I've got the best knee surgeon on in the Western Hemisphere. Really? Where's the list? Who publishes the list? And I don't want the best because they probably cost too much. I'll take like number 24 or number 25. Where's that person? No. And what you just said is you started taking 2 immunity. Well, on the bottle that I get, because we go through a lot of immunity in our home, my wife works in a Petri dish. They call it Manor House Christian Academy. It's a private school, but she's got 94 little carriers of germs and bacteria and all kinds of other stuff. And she brings this stuff home. But you know what's amazing? She's into her second full year there. She's never missed a day because of sickness. When she gets something, when she gets home, we throw her into what we call, you mentioned the word quarantine. We do that. We throw her into the Nikan Wellness Home quarantine. And doggone it, I thought I would get away from all the wild animals, and there's a little fox running through the underbrush right now. So I'll just keep talking louder, and maybe he'll or she will stay over there. So what happens when you live in a national scenic area and you wander around your property? I'm like you too, but I'm not going to wear a sundress, and it's still cold. but my point is this. My point is this, when life throws a curve, oh, I'm sorry, it's a bunny. Squirrel, shiny object, anyone? It's just a little bunny. It's actually a big fat bunny. But when life throws us a curveball, Carol, as you were thrown, it affects everything. It affects our ability to work. It affects our occupation. It affects those around us. I've traveled to other countries, and I've seen what they do when they get thrown a curveball, when they get sick, when they get diagnosed with something, or they just know. They do the common sense thing. They don't take a bunch of medications and mask the symptoms. They say, ooh, I got to take some time off. I got to get away. Or, hey, keep your distance from me. You know, just basic common sense things that we as Americans, unfortunately, because we're all We got to work. We got to do this. No, there's nothing wrong with giving your body a chance to rest. You bounced back, though, faster. You said you changed what you were doing to allow your body to help itself faster. Faster than what? We don't really know. There's a lot of changes in our culture today, and I'm trying to downplay. I really am, because so often we see things, we hear things. I love the fact that you're calling the Kenzen Vital Balance the meal shake. That takes us back a few years. We haven't called it out. And it's being reformulated to make it better. Better than what? Well, better than what we used to have. This will be the fourth or fifth reformulation, and to allow it to work better. And I had my friend David Jones, I call him Dr. Jones, he wrote me an email the other day and said, Vance, so often we forget that if we'll treat our body right, if we'll put the good stuff in, it'll actually perform better. Because
right.
Carol, what I didn't hear you saying was you ran to Costco amongst the masses and you picked up a couple cases of Coke or Mountain Dew and you decided, you know, I'm gonna stay up late tonight and deprive my body of sleep and I'm gonna pound down those Cokes to keep my body awake so I can go. And then, ooh, look at the special they've got, the All-American Chocolate Cake. I'm going to buy a bunch of those because I like chocolate cake. No, that's not what you said. What did you do besides the immunity, besides all that? Just share with us what you did to get your body back on the mend faster.
Well, one was better sleep because I used to get up at 4 in the morning as a teacher, and that was all upside down. I was now staying up. Because at night, with the night sweats, the coffee, I was literally not getting any sleep. I mean, and if I did, it was like in short intervals, 15, 20 minutes. It was like a multiple of naps. I literally would wake up in the morning and my face looked ashen. As a matter of fact, I even put the skincare on my Nikon Autoship thinking, I need some help. So I even did that and bought some skincare technique in the True Element. I took the vanity
how do they,
out.
How do they say that in the South? If the barn needs painting, paint the barn.
Right.
Something like that.
Yes. I even bought shampoo because my hair looked different. My body was being robbed and becoming extremely deficient vitaminally. And I realized that too. So I combined with the vitamins the external part too. Well, with the immunities, the vitamins, I literally, within 15 to 25 minutes, felt extremely better. I mean, I could feel it literally going into my system to a cellular level. I'm very sensitive to all medications. I can't take medications. They make me sick. They just mask your things. They destroy your body in other ways. I don't like modern medicine. So that's why another reason I turned to Nikon, because one, I knew they were the best. I've had past experiences that prove that. And so that's why I turned to that, because my doctor sent me home with an inhaler and basically said, best of luck, stay home, with a letter. Then at one point at nighttime, decided I don't want to have to go on oxygen or go to the hospital and even be in that realm of things because I'm an animal rescuer and I have animals here, nobody to take care of them. And I wasn't going to bring my kids into, like what you said, a petri dish of germs. And I was too weak to de-germ. You know what I mean?
Carol, so is there anything that you don't do?
Yeah. Right.
Hey, I gotta ask the question because you talked about sleep, you talked about nutrition, you know, different things we can tweak to put our body into a better environment to get it out of the petri dish. You know, we can bleach, we can spray Lysol everywhere. We're learning all new product protocols at the fire department. It's amazing. It's really fun because we're doing stuff that we should have been doing all along, and most of us have. And most of us have clean homes, I think. But what about water? Did you drink more water? Did you drink less? I know we're supposed to get like, you know, eight glasses a day, you know, half our body weight in ounces of water. But do we ever do that now? Because I don't like to pee that much, you know, kind of on and on and on. Sorry to be crass. But
I have incorporated the PiMag waterfall during all this. And I don't know if I should say this or not, but with the help of some very wonderful people, knowing that I'm a displaced teacher, heck, I'm just going to throw it out there. Thank you to Dennis and Ruth Williams. They're wonderful upline. Sorry, it chokes me up because their compassion is wonderful. Anyway, with their help, I was able to incorporate the pie mag because they saw the importance of it, and I did too. And that's the only reason why I accepted their help, because being a firefighter, you know, Vance, we were kind of prideful, hopefully without a fall. Anyway, yes, I've incorporated the pie mag, and also I've had 3 surgeries on my kidneys due to those little things that we call rocks, stones, and I've had to have them removed in the last 6 years. And I'm going to just say it bluntly, I have never peed better in the last week that I've been able to incorporate the water. And also I have, because of the immuno disorder with my digestion that's severe, I have had what they call, it's like, you know, I got to just say it, psoriasis of the ears, which is now not an issue, to be honest, because my immunos are up. All these things that I've incorporated, my doctor, really, when she saw me to release me, she said that she thought that I was going to be knocking on death's door and going to the hospital. They literally just sent me home with nothing that they can do. Modern medicine cannot do anything with this illness. But I have been released. She was shocked. She released me 2 days early. She says she's only been extending other people's quarantines and medical. I feel blessed, Vance. I mean, highly blessed that I knew about Nikan years ago. And I am just so glad that I knew that they're the best products to make my body work for the best that it can to fight off all of these things. Because my body was ravaged.
Carol, let's put a comma right there, if we can. And here's what I'd like to do. My phone is blowing up right now with texts of people, and I will echo those.
Okay.
Because again, as a first responder, thank you. Thank you for just using some common sense solutions and saying, hey, you know, I gotta, sometimes Western medicine isn't have all the answers. And sometimes it does, but you chose to go a different direction. And with that in mind, you trusted a 45-year young research and development company to find some solutions for you. So that's why I say thank you, because you set an example for the rest of us, not as a hero. And what I'd like to do, because I apologize for the noise, but what I'd like to do is if we could have a kind of an open line Q&A session, if that's okay with you. And just no holes barred, we'll let people ask questions of you, because the ones that are getting texts to me, I've kind of worked them into the conversation here. And I think there's some other people that have some hardcore questions about, you know, hey, how do what would be, in your opinion, there's one who studied this, how do we do that? And let me finish with this as well. My brother, he manages properties. He has a few rental properties. He manages my parents, some of theirs, and they have a 2 houses that are on the Oregon coast. And I'm gonna get through this. I will get through this. he via text, the one in the southern Oregon coast has a kind of a cottage, a studio apartment next to it, and he got that rented to a gentleman who's a physician's assistant. And he reached out to him this week and said, "Hey, if nobody's booking the main house, and so if you know anybody that just needs to get away." You know, anybody that you work with down there in the medical community that just needs to get away for some R&R, they can use it absolutely free. And he wrote back and said this: thanks so much for the offer. I'm not there. I was asked to go to New York, and it's ugly.
Oh, no.
So that being the case, I want to finish on that and just say to everybody, because again, I'm in the midst of this. When my pager goes off, when I get the text, when I get the thing through our other system that we use, I look at the call, I look at the code, and then I get to decide. Well, the problem is I can't decide. I need to respond. I mean, if I can get there, if I'm in the area, obviously, if I'm in the jurisdiction. But
right.
The first responders, like you said, we go in when everybody else is running out. 9/11 showed that, how many firefighters perished because they simply were doing their job. They didn't know that death was imminent. And more often than not, we forget. And so I'm asking people, I'm asking all of us, just remember, like I did at Lowe's the other day, maintaining a measurable amount of difference, a guy walks in wearing scrubs. And I just asked him, you know, what are you doing? You know, to all these different questions. And he just, the look on his face, oh my goodness, it was amazing. But Carol, what you've given us is some hope. You've shared with us some simple solutions that I think if we'll use a little bit of common sense, it really helps. How do we take our homes and turn them into a wellness home? Well, we have to make some decisions on making some investments. I did this 27 years ago when I couldn't sleep on my back, and I wanted to be able to sleep on my back again. You know, I'm 24 years young. I think I should be able to sleep on my back, but because
right.
of some foolish choices, and it sounds like you've made some of these foolish choices. We want to live life on the edge. We want to do crazy things. We want to have some fun, and that's what happened to me. But I invested in some Nikon products, and I was able to sleep on my back again. It was wonderful. You know, I was so excited.
Yes, I get your elation there because I used to have triangle pillows under my legs after I hurt my back. Nothing helped.
Yeah,
the miracles of a rollout.
Yeah, and that's what I love about your story again. And if we can, you know, put a bow on this conversation, kind of wrap it up. It's when we do things, go against the norm, and just say, you know, I think I need to take wellness. I need to treat this temple, you know, this body, this physical body. I need to treat it like a temple, not a tent. I need to pour some things into it to, you know, it's just like a car. If you take good care of it, my wife's grandfather, he would never even change the oil in his pickup trucks. He would just drive them and drive them and drive until they were dead.
Oh, wow.
And that was his, yeah, I know. Oh, wow. I've got a salvage title truck that I love. It works for me. It's great. But I don't know anything about the history, but I do know if I treat it nicely and take care of it, it'll take care of me. And then,
right.
You know, why can't we do that at the body? So again, for those of you who jumped on late or you missed, Carol, how do you pronounce your last name again, Carol? Is it Madel or Madel?
Noble. Noble.
Noble. And I'm sorry. Noble.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, I met another friend whose also name is Carol, and her last name is spelled almost close to yours. But Carol Noble has been our guest today. If you missed part of the conversation or you think it may be helpful to share this chat with a friend, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and you can find this and much, much more at or underneath the little tab that says 2020 recordings. 2020 recordings on SaturdayAMLive.com. So, Carol, thank you again, and we'll get you and I will get together and we'll come up with a date, and let's just have an open, honest, and I'll stop talking. I won't even interject. I can do it. I've done it. My family doesn't believe me, but I come to the dinner table sometimes, and I like, I can't compete with five ladies. I mean,
right.
I mean,
10, 18, 21, 27, and well, I'm not supposed to tell my wife's age, but I can't compete with that. No, we don't have a 27-year-old. We have a wonderful housemate that lives with us, and I just shut up, and finally Stacy looks at me and goes, all out of words, husband? Nope. I'm just using a little common sense. I can't even get a word in edgewise. What's the point of even trying?
Well, yeah, my son, he's a third generation wildland firefighter, and when he'd be home, I'll see his sisters, you know, we'd get together and his sisters would just be talking. We'd just look at each other like, is there a fire yet? Like we wanted to run out. We just looked at each other
Don't tell anybody, Carol, but I do that too sometimes. I'll grab my pager and just start clicking it. And Addie, the youngest, goes, Daddy, you got a fire call? Well, not. No. I want to lie. I really do. I want to lie. I want to exit stage left like Snagglepuss, but, you know, I can't do it. So,
right.
Well, Carol, thank you so much. You've given us such a wonderful, wonderful kind of, you know, front row seat of your life. And let's talk again real soon.
You bet. Thank you for having me, Vance.